Dissatisfaction with newer processual archaeology began in the late 1970s and picked up steam in the 1980s. There were a few criticisms. First, critics charged that new archaeology's model of science was unrealistic and too rigid. Why would I or the critics really say this? What does it mean to be a science anyway? Science is a search for answers through a process that is objective, systematic, logical, predictive, self-critical, and public. Others might define it more generally as the rational accumulation of knowledge and the evaluation of that knowledge in rigorous, systematic ways. The problem is that Binford and the new archaeologists adopted a rather extreme view of science known as logical positivism. Logical positivism holds that one proceeds as a scientist by formulating a specific hypothesis, then testing it, and that the deductions you make as a result are used to produce generalizing explanations. For logical positivists, generalizing explanations are the only valid form of science. But the idea that archaeology could generate universal laws of human behavior is problematic. Those of you who are anthropology majors know this is not possible. Can you think of any universal laws of human behavior? People are not like electrons or single cellular organisms. Human behavior is flexible, maybe not entirely unpredictable, but not regular enough to be subsumed under law-like generalizations. The laws that new archaeologists came up with were rightly dismissed as, quote, Mickey Mouse laws by their critics. Many were simply restatements of natural laws of physics for archaeological contexts. For example, one law that was proposed was that if two artifacts of variable weight were displaced from the top of a hill, the heavier artifact would roll further downhill than the lighter artifact. Logical positivism also argues that scientific thought should be independent of value judgments and politics. Again, this sounds okay, but it is really kind of a narrow definition of science, and in many ways unrealistic. Can scientists truly operate independent of value judgments and politics? Most scientific research is publicly funded, subject to whims of politics. There is good evidence that archaeologists became more interested in our warfare in the 1960s, during the height of Vietnam protests. Environmental explanations became more popular in the 1960s and 1970s, as the environmental movement seeped into popularity. Consider how politically charged the research on climate change is today. Finally, the whole idea of testing hypotheses about past human behaviors is at least slightly problematic, in that those behaviors are in the past and can't be directly observed. We have to rely on the artifacts and material remains that exist with us in the present. This is not to say that archaeological hypotheses can't be tested, but they can't be tested in the same way as many of those in physics. Of course, physics also has theories like string theory that are untestable given current methods.